In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. So, Wednesday I went into the dry cleaner to pick up some stuff, and I was in line behind one person. And this customer was talking to the clerk behind the counter. And I wasn't at first paying attention much to what was going on, but then I kind of started overhearing what they were talking about. And the customer was this woman, and she said something about, clerk said something about, oh, so is this a choir robe? And the customer said, no, no, it's a preaching robe. And then the clerk said, oh, so it's like a choir robe. And then the customer said, okay, no, it's a preaching robe. She starts to describe it. It's black, it has some velvet down the front, and she's kind of going through it, and the clerk is just staring at her blankly. And then, so I started to, of course, get my ears started to perk up a little bit at this point. And then I heard the customer say, I need it today for a funeral. And then all of a sudden I started going, oh my goodness. I started feeling this frustration now as clergy, you know, I'm feeling anxious for her, thinking, oh, I can't imagine having to do a funeral and needing something and, you know, it's not ready. So then finally the clerk said, okay, I'll go call another location for this. She said, what is it again? She says, it's a preaching robe. And so the clerk goes back and she picks up the phone. And then I hear her say, hi, I'm looking, do you have a choir robe? Well, at this point, I start to snicker. And the customer looked over at me and smiled at me, and I said, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I'm also clergy, and I'm just kind of feeling your pain right now. And then the customer said to me, well, it's not mine, it was my father's. He died on Saturday. I said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And then she told me about her father, and her father had lived to be 89 years old. And she told me about all the people that his lives he had touched and the ways that he influenced different people and all the good things that he had done. And she's telling me about this. I felt a sense of honor that I got to hear part of this story. Now, I have no idea whether she actually got this preaching robe that she wanted to bury her father in. Now, when I tell this story, this is certainly not a woman at the well scenario. Now, first of all, I know nothing of this woman's background except what she told me. And I certainly am not Jesus. But this interaction kind of reminded me of how in our daily lives we have these conversations that can be life-giving. And in this moment, I received a little bit of grace from this woman sharing with me. Now in John today, John's gospel, we heard the story of the woman at the well and this conversation that Jesus had with her. Now this reading is pretty extraordinary in many ways, not only because our acolyte's arms didn't fall off holding the book through that whole reading, but what was really extraordinary about this reading is that Jesus knew this woman without her even knowing who he was. It was also extraordinary that Jesus shared a drink and time with this woman, even though there were many reasons he should not have. I mean, first of all, she was a woman. And in that culture, you just didn't do that. Second of all, she was a foreigner, a Samaritan. And Judeans did not share things, as she points out, with Samaritans. And thirdly, as we learn in the story, she was living a bit of a notorious life. And yet, even though Jesus knew everything she had done, even though he knew that in her time she was a scandalous person, Jesus still showed her love and compassion. Now, this should be good news for all of us, friends. Jesus, knowing everything about her, did that means that Jesus does the same for us. Jesus knows us. Jesus knows us to our most profound depths. And Jesus does not care about who we are, and Jesus does not care about our baggage. He just wants to show us love. And like that woman at the well, Jesus wants to give us the living water. Thinking about water, we heard also the story from Exodus. Moses is out in the desert, and there's a crisis. The people of Israel have no water. And Exodus tells us that they quarreled and tested the Lord. Massah and Meribah, these words meaning quarrel and tested. And if you hear those words, it almost sounds like Exodus is being accusatory toward the people. Well, how little faith that they have. They should be ashamed of themselves. But the reality is, having no water in the desert is a real cause for concern. Of course, they had seen already how God had delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh. They had seen the miracles, the plagues. But, you know, people forget very quickly. And as resources run thin, tensions get high. And so what happens? God provides water. He tells Moses, that same staff you had that touched the waters of the Nile, strike the rock with it. And sure enough, God provided water for the people. Water is life. Each one of us is about 78% water. I saw somewhere it says we're basically cucumbers with anxiety. But all these things we do with water, we drink water. Water refreshes us. Water cleanses us. It keeps diseases away. And especially in a desert culture like the people of Israel out in the wilderness or like that woman at Sychar, in a desert culture, water is a very precious commodity. It gives life. And we have so much in our life that is not life-giving. So much in our lives drain us. We have exhaustion. There's conflict, difficult choices, and worry. And all of these things suck the life out of us. And Jesus tells the woman at the well about living water. And the living water is that which gives life. This is the water that refreshes us from our woes. It is that which cleanses us from all those things that bog us down. It is the forgiveness that Christ offers. It is the teaching and guidance that we have in Scripture. It is the sacraments that draw us closer to God. It is the love that we experience among one another. All of these good things, all of these signs of grace that Christ gives us, this is the living water. And now we are in Lent. This is a time in which we are examining our own lives. It's a time in which we are called to look in a mirror, to look at our own flaws, to look at our sins, and to examine our shortcomings. Now, doing all of this would be pointless if there were no grace. If there were no forgiveness, if there were no reconciliation or amendment of life, there would be no need to examine ourselves. But we do this because we have the assurance of God's grace. And this grace is the living water that refreshes us and cleanses us. And now, knowing we have this grace, it also means that we are to show this grace to others. So here's another really extraordinary thing about this story of the woman at the well. I can relate a little bit to another part of this, which is I grew up in a small town, about 12, 13,000 people. And let me tell you, when you do something, everyone in town knows it. Now, this woman, we're told by Jesus, had had five husbands, and now she's living with some guy who isn't even her husband. And even in the 21st century, we're reading this story going, oh, wow. And I can promise you, everybody in that little town knew everything about that woman's life. They knew of her scandal. And knowing all of that, when she went back and she proclaimed what Jesus had told her, Scripture tells us they came to believe because of her testimony. Knowing everything that she had done, her story was so amazing that others believed in Jesus. Jesus at the well was not just pointing out that he knew everything the woman had done. The story is about showing her that what she had done did not matter in the eyes of God. Amen. And when we bring the good news of our own salvation out into that world, when we will run into people who are sinners of the Lord's redeeming, just like us. And it is when we share that grace that we then have the opportunity to show them that God's grace is theirs too. And that is how we who have been refreshed share the living water. It is by showing that we know we have been given God's grace and then recognizing and sharing that grace with all whom we meet. Amen.